This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One can be cynical about year-end resolutions that often don't make it into February, but there are ways to optimize some of the personal finance promises that you make to yourself, which is a fine reason to bring in personal finance expert Carmen Wong Ulrich, host of Marketplace Money, one of the other programs in the family here. Hi, Carmen.
Hello, David.
A lot of resolutions tend to involve personal finance.
Oh, not just tend. The number two or number three resolution almost every year, year in and year out, is money related.
Now, you showed me this list of common resolutions, and one of the ones that stood out for me was live life to the fullest. In 2014, I'm going to live life to the fullest. And there's two ways to look at that. Either I'm going to spend all my money because I may not live to 2015, or it might mean get one's finances in order so I have the money to do some of this.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, when I see that one, all I think about is that awful YOLO thing that you only live once. And what that usually means is let me go spend myself silly. Where is the value for you? Because if it's always in the things and spending money on things, you ain't going to find it. But if it's in the experiences, then you'll probably be more likely to have it.
But you're making an important point here, which is we're going to fall down on these resolutions by March 15th if we don't have a really clear sense of why, for instance, we're going to save starting in January.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you want to make your resolutions to stick, one of the key things to do is to make them very concrete. So let's say you're saying, I'm going to save up $1,000 this year. How long do you want to give yourself to save that money? The full year? 6 months? Are you paying it for vacation? And you got to make sure to have those goals in place.
I got a short-term resolution here, which is get your receipts in order to wrap up the tax year. That also happens this time of year, right?
That really does. And, you know, here's what I do. And this only works if you don't have trouble with spending. I use a credit card that I can track and tab every expense and categorize it. So at the end of the year, instead of gathering receipts, I simply head online and say, okay, how much did I spend on transportation, restaurants, this, that, subscriptions, and it all comes out right there and it's easy to do. If you don't have a system this year, put it into place for 2014.
Carmen Wong Ulrich, host of the public radio show here, Marketplace Money, tweets at Live Money. Carmen, have a great holiday.
You as well, David. Thanks for having me.